Talking with Tom Buchanan, of course, president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Tom, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, this event. Great. It's a real tradition for your ladies and to interact with the lawmakers.
You bet. The Oklahoma Farm Bureau Women's Leadership Team is very proud to be able to continue this tradition. You know, it's a lunch that we provide for everybody in the Capitol, certainly the elected officials, but many staff members come through this deal. So it's an excellent opportunity for them to get to stay on site, eat lunch. We get to shake hands. We get to know each other and build those relationships. So we're proud to be a part of it.
You know, when you think about the opportunity to have that networking with these, both staff as well as the lawmakers themselves, how important is that, do you think?
Well, it's absolutely imperative anymore with the policies and the new statutes that rural Oklahoman agriculture needs, is not only have a relationship with that elected official, but with that staff that helps him, guides him, answers the phone, takes the notes, and, you know, checks all those boxes. So it's crucial that we have a relationship across this building.
When we think about, you know, you've got a couple of issues that you're really working pretty hard right now, most notably the right to farm piece of legislation.
Yes. You know, in Oklahoma, many people would ask the question, why would you need a right to farm in the Oklahoma Constitution? Because this is an ag state. It always has been, always will be. But it's the outside forces. It's the people that want to change how we do business. And, you know, today's modern farmer is using modern techniques that are good for the environment, good for the animal, and good for the consumer. And we want to be able to continue to do that and not have someone from the outside handicap us and tell us how to do business. And so it's really a protection for the future is what it's about. Very important for the Oklahoma economy.
Take your Farm Bureau hat off for a moment and put maybe the Southwest Oklahoma hat on. Yes. Continues to be a mighty tough time for folks in your area because of the drought conditions.
Ron, I used to say it was tragic, and that does not describe it now. We are literally at a point that I believe that we're seeing some culture change. Without a doubt, agriculture has been impacted greatly. Energy exploration has had enormous impacts. We're beginning to see municipal supplies now dwindle to the point that there's water restrictions across western Oklahoma for municipal use. That's very concerning when that starts to happen. And now we're beginning to see people make those, that human concern is starting to enter in now, making decisions about, will I raise my family here? Do I locate a business here? And we have to correct that problem and assure people that things are going to be fine. Not only will it rain again, but the water resources in Oklahoma will allow Oklahoma to continue to prosper.
For those farmers that are, once again, unable to irrigate for cotton, are we at a point where they've got to start looking at some alternatives, maybe some dry land alternatives for some of that land?
I wouldn't say we're at that point yet. We've been through 3 years of loss of crop locally within the Lugard-Altus Irrigation District. If you look next to Farmer and Webster's Dictionary, for your listening audience that knows what Webster's Dictionary still is, you'll see the eternal optimist out there. And we believe it's going to rain. It always has rained. My mother tells me it will rain again. She's been right on everything else. Now, I've never paid attention to her entirely before, but I am on this one. The rains will come, and we'll go back to producing a crop. So, no, the decision to go a dry land farmer has not occurred. We're still in there batting out there. We want it to happen.
What have you had to do to make sure that, you know, the reservoir is ready to maybe take more water in when it finally does come?
Well, that's an excellent question, because the irrigation district is the contract operator of Bureau of Reclamation to maintain not only the irrigation district, but the dam and the dikes themselves that make up Lugard. And there's continued maintenance, regardless of if there's water behind the dam or not. There's maintenance that has to be done on those dams and dikes. That continues annually, so there's always painting, there's always concrete work, you name it, to be done. And that continues even in the midst of a drought like we're seeing.